I'm a new listener and already a huge fan.
Good to hear your show. I listen to it just about every day.
I'll always love you for the rest of my
life. It is 7:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita business leader is getting a promotion. We'll get those details from Bill Roy with a local business update coming up in just a few minutes from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Four people have died. This was after a shooting at a parking lot in Chicago. A police officer, a doctor, a pharmacy tech among the dead after a domestic dispute between a man and a woman erupted in violence.
Two.
Sedgwick County is parting ways with County Councilor Eric Yost. This after an investigation of commission members by the FBI. Yost gets a severance package of $77,000.
One.
High-scoring thriller at Monday Night Football last night. The Los Angeles Rams beat the Kansas City Chiefs 54-51. You heard it here on KNSS. The Chiefs, despite the loss, still atop the conference. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, something to talk about today. We've got Governor Collier is going to be in town today.
Yeah.
And he's going to be speaking to the media right around Broadway and I-235. That's going to be around 3:30 p.m. So you might, I don't know, might see a slowdown in that area at that time. Something to watch out for later. But Governor Collier going to be speaking Broadway and I-235, 3:30 this afternoon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast here a couple of days before Thanksgiving. We're looking at a sunny day today with a high of 51 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Overnight low down to 33. And then tomorrow, big travel day tomorrow, sunny sky, high 57. And then looking ahead for Thursday on Thanksgiving, even a little warmer with a high 59. Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky, 26 degrees, 93% humidity. We're on our way to a high today of 51. Hey, have you thought about a Western hat? Maybe you could wear on the farm or the ranch or even when you bundle up for the cold Kansas weather. Hatman Jack's has the best selection in the area and can help you make sure it's the right fit. It's at the Clock Tower in Delano. Check them out. Great place to go shopping. Hatman Jack's. It is 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A county chairman in Ohio for the Republican Party has provoked outrage. He posted a Facebook message declaring that the fires devastating parts of California are, quote, God's punishment for the liberal state. David Johnson posted images of the inferno with the message, quote, God's punishment to liberal California. Another message superimposed over the photo read, Hell on Earth, brought to you by the liberals in California. After some Facebook comments urged boycotting the man's businesses, he took down the post. But then he doubled down, made a statement to a TV station saying basically the same thing. He meanwhile insists that his heart goes out to the people who died in the fires in those two lot homes. He was then, after all that, he was a bit more contrite, made another statement to the to Cleveland.com saying his message was inartful. He says, it's how I feel about liberals, but did I mean that God is going to punish everyone who lives in California? No. So he backtracked a little bit. Of course, nearly 80 people have died in those fires. The Casey Kasem, remember the legendary DJ, legendary
yeah.
voice? And of course, he passed a few years ago, and his family got into this huge to-do about his remains and who had custody of Casey's body, and it just turned into a complete mess. And it went on and on. And I thought it had died down, but apparently now it's back in the news. Casey Kasem's family feud now includes allegations of murder and elder abuse. This is going to be featured on CBS 48 Hours. The ongoing battle pits his second wife, Jeannie, against his three children from his first marriage. And, boy, they are going at it. Kasem died more than 4 years ago on Father's Day. At the age of 82, he had a Parkinson's-like disease. And here's the problem. He left behind an estate valued at about $90 million.
Wow.
So they're quarreling
well,
over
there
money.
You have it.
They're quarreling over a massive amount of money. Ah, that's not good. Now, Jeannie claims that those three grown children conspired 11 years ago to trick Casey into signing over power of attorney, giving them control over his medical decisions, which she says ultimately killed him. So the Casey Kasem family row continues.
A melodrama.
Yeah, and it's just, it's not pleasant, it's ugly, and they are going at it. The mayor of a town in Italy says they put up speeding cameras. This town is tiny. It only has about 120 residents. But they put up a speeding camera near a pedestrian crossing, and in 2 weeks, they caught 58,000 people speeding. So apparently it must be some near major highway, and everybody just flies right on by. The mayor said the cameras they've installed the cameras after they got a lot of complaints about reckless speeding, and they logged more than 58,000 violators in less than 2 weeks. Apparently that adds up to one in three drivers that speed through the area. Speed limit's 30 miles an hour, and they were clocking people doing 85. They've decided to make the temporary speed cameras permanent. They're trying to curb the speeding epidemic before somebody gets hurt.
Wow.
Which will happen if eventually somebody is going to...
Oh, sure, yeah.
Somebody's... Vehicle's going 85, and it's going to hit some.
Aggressive driving.
They're trying to figure that out.
Aggravated stupidity.
7:52 with Steve and Ted in the morning. A Wichita business leader getting a promotion. Let's find out more about that from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, the head of Cargill's protein group business in Wichita has been promoted. Brian Sykes, corporate vice president of the protein group. He will become head of the company's protein and salt business. That means he's now the company-wide head of the protein business and a member of the corporation's executive leadership team. Sykes will continue to office in Wichita. Wichita home sales fell a bit in October. Numbers from the South Central Kansas Multiple Listing Service showing that home sales dropped by 4.7% in October, existing home sales down 4.8% year over year. The average price of an existing home in the Wichita area, $157,600. And $12 billion was set aside to help farmers deal with the impact of U.S. tariffs and tariff retaliation. But according to the Department of Agriculture, just $838 million has been paid out since the first $6 billion became available. They say red tape and long waiting periods have resulted in a few payouts. So far, farmers in Kansas among the biggest recipients of assistance. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, Bill, did you stay up late last night and catch any of that Monday Night Football extravaganza?
I most certainly did. Yeah. I'm a big Chiefs fan, so I stayed until what turned out to be the bitter end of that game.
I think you were the only person that didn't receive a penalty in that game.
Right.
Every play. Gosh. That was
unbelievable.
That was a long game, but it was entertaining.
It sure was. Up and down the field, and it was a lot of fun. That's one of those games where, yeah, my Chiefs didn't come out on the winning end, but, man, what a game. What a great performance.
That's one of those that kind of reminiscent of the old AFL from the 1960s.
Oh, exactly. Wow. Or yeah. Somebody else said, somebody else said something about, you know, the Big 12. No defense, all offense. You know?
Back in the day.
I was thinking, flashing back to that Texans-Oilers game back in 62, you know, last night when we were playing.
Yeah. Gee,
you were probably there, right, Gordon?
I was, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, my brother and father and I were at that game.
Well, yeah, it was the Chiefs did fall short, but boy, that was a, you know, and they're saying, well, maybe that's a Super Bowl preview. If we can get a Super Bowl that exciting, that would tear the ratings through the roof.
That was pretty fun to watch, that's for sure.
So we'll see if the Chiefs have a week off now to recover, so they'll be fine.
Yep. That's a good deal.
Five games
and
to go.
And, of course, we got to watch New Orleans, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as long as we're talking sports, congratulations as well to your K-State men's basketball team winning the Virgin Islands Paradise Jam.
Big winners of the Paradise Jam. Very,
about that?
Very nice. And Missouri's supposed to be pretty salty this year, aren't they?
So yeah, they're all right.
I thought they were a pretty good team. So K-State comes out on top. I love that.
Yeah, nice night for you last night. All right. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'll let you get back at it, and we'll talk to you again an hour from now and get a business update. Sound good?
Sounds good. See you then.
All right, you got it. Bill Roy will come up 1 hour from now. Another local live Wichita Business Journal update right here on Steve and Ted in the Morning. We got a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. We'll have the latest on Sedgwick County commissioners and a little change among the top management at the county. We will be taking a look at sports. We'll have highlights from the Chiefs game last night and reaction from the Chiefs game against the Rams. And then coming up at 8:35 this morning, entertainment news in the blur. Gordon Basham will handle those duties. Gordon, anything? I'm sure we have.
Yeah, we had a story about Zorro.
Okay.
Coming up in the blur, and it's a cool story.
We'll have entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning. KNSS News Time. Don't miss the big 8 o'clock hour. It's 7:56 right now.